Blog Talk Radio.
Hello and welcome back to Gratitude Gems Meditation Series. In the month of January, we're studying the module of Garnet. Today's topic is commitment. So if you can do so safely, gently close your eyes and settle into this time of deeper communion with your soul. Take a big breath in and breathing in and with every exhalation, allowing the stress to melt out of your body. Feel your shoulders drop towards the floor, relaxing. Relaxing your lower back, your legs, arms. With every breath, feeling more and more relaxed. So bring to mind someone in which you are grateful for. Loved one, family member, significant other, a coworker, a boss. Yes, see them in your mind's eye. And feel the gratitude and the love for them in your heart center. Allow that feeling to grow and expand, perhaps bringing a smile into your face. Feeling that gratitude. Appreciating their presence in your life. Allow that energy to grow and expand, becoming larger. Coursing throughout your body with every beat of your heart and radiating out into your world, blessing all those that you meet. Feeling gratitude now for the commitments in our life. Perhaps this person who you are envisioning, you're committed to. In a committed relationship, a marriage, a friendship, a special bond. It is through our commitments that we bond with one another. It is through our commitments that we bond to a belief or an ideal or a cause, a purpose. Commitments are powerful constructs that puts our energy into or behind that idea or person. We could be committed to another till death do us part. We could be committed to the belief that God is good. We could be committed to our employer, our job, our business, being willing to do whatever it takes to get the job done, to stay late, to work overtime. Our commitments drive our lives. That what we are committed to oftentimes takes priority. Comes first. Are you committed to your spiritual growth and commit to going to a church or a religious service on a weekly basis? That's driving your life. Our commitments are good things to stabilize, guide us, and drive us forward. Let's take a moment, through a moment of silence, to explore the things, making a mental list of the things that we are committed to. Yes, commitments. Commitments are not to be shied away from. Sometimes people shy away from being in a committed relationship or committing to a belief or an ideal. But when we commit to another person, to an idea, we send out to the universe our energy, saying to the universe that this we believe, this I am committed to. Then the universal energies follow in behind us, all around us, to help us move towards that commitment. When we commit to our goals, unseen forces bring about a chain of events, synchronicities, God moments, however you want to call it, to help guide us to our success. But it's only through our commitment, through our desire to achieve, our commitment to that person, that allows this energy to move forward to help us. For when we are in a state of indecision, that universal energy does not know where to go. When we waffle back and forth that between this or that, the confusion does not lead to direction of purpose and accomplishment. It is only through our decisive action, our commitment, that we succeed. Be it achieving a goal, winning a contract, or securing that lifelong mate. When we commit to our love for that person, when we commit to our success, when we commit to our faith, do we reach, strive, and stretch for that goal, for that person, for our success? So through a moment of silence, explore your depth of commitment in your life. Yes, as we acknowledge those areas in our life that we are committed to, we strengthen our path to success. We can stand strong and step out with faith and trust, knowing that we will achieve because we are committed to our success. How committed are you? Are you committed only 9 to 5, Monday through Friday? Are you committed only when it's convenient to go out on a date with a prospective mate? Are you only committed when it fits your schedule? How we express our commitment is an indication of how committed we are. Perhaps it's not the best goal for you if you are not behind it 100%. Perhaps that's not the right person for you if you are not committed to growing the relationship. Explore your level of commitment to help define your goals. And know that it's perfectly okay to adjust your goals to be completely in line with what you are committed to. For it is through your 100% commitment that you have the most drive, all the power of the universe working behind you. 50% committed doesn't get it done. So be truthful and honest with yourself as you explore your level of commitment. It serves you well and serves those around you well. For how does it feel when someone is only 50% committed to the relationship? How does it feel when that person is 100% committed to that relationship? Our feelings are a powerful guidance tool to keep us in line with our commitments. As they say, trust your gut, if at all else, to guide you to the right path for your success. For it is through your commitment and the energy behind that that we succeed. So let us explore the level of our commitment through a moment of silence. Yes, thank you, God, for your commitment to us, for the commitment in our lives, for your strength and energy behind our commitments. For it is through your energy working in us and through us that we achieve that when we are aligned with our energy of commitment, that we move forward with grace to achieve our heart's desires. So we are grateful for our commitments, for they bless us through you, as we say, thank you, God, and amen. So as we bring this time of meditation to a close, collect all that energy of commitment, all that insight, collect it, savor it. Know that you can return to this sweet spot of meditation at any time of the day, simply by turning within unto your heart center and allowing that energy to flow through you with ease and grace. So imagine before you a staircase, and slowly begin to ascend the stairs, going up one step at a time. With every step, feeling more awake, alert, alive, and enthusiastic, ready to approach the day. Stepping up, 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 higher and higher, until you are fully awake, and when you are, gently open your eyes with gratitude on your face and a smile on your heart, ready to approach the day, committed to making it a great day, committed to your success. Thank you for joining us on our Gratitude Gem meditation, where we are committed to your success, to help you along your path. We have launched the Focus Points email series, short emails to help you focus on your commitments, to help you focus on achieving your heart's desires, to help you focus on achieving your goals. To sign up for the email series, which comes out once a week, visit our website at theachievementprocess.com. We're also committed to helping you expand your consciousness with gratitude. Find us on Facebook at The Grateful Universe, or at The Achievement Process, where you can find our daily posts to help you achieve your life goals, to help you remain in gratitude. So as you go about your day, do so with gratitude, focused on your commitments, focused on your success. And as Bodhi the Big Dog says, live big, no matter what size you are. Thank you, and have a grateful day.